Okay, how's everybody out there? It's really quite beautiful up here. It looks sunny outside. So that was the Todd Herbert Quartet. That's a new release, and it's called May Waltz. And the song is My Old Flame. Arthur Johnston, Sam Kuslow composition. And before that, we did get to hear the Andy Statman Quartet, Sama Nafshi, Between Heaven and Earth. When I tried to play it before, the DJ player did not want to do it. It was skipping. Ah! And before that, we heard Immigrant Sons, Muchacha, that's it. Back from Derbeka. And we heard Children's Village of Jerusalem. From a Shabbat sing-along to Menucha V'Simcha, Dadya and Uziah Ki V'Simcha, and Shlomo Katz before that, Nigun HaSulam from Likrat Shabbat, Velville Pasternak Chorus, Asher Boro from a Treasury of Hasidic Song. And I think that that does it for that. Just going to see if we have having to navigate again the different the different equipment. Okay, so it's WMFO Medford. Here we are, and this is an advertisement from Feeding America about hunger prevention. We do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. I saw some program information on Somalia, what's going on there, and it just made me just so sick. I was thinking about when We Are the World came out, and everybody got together. They had a telethon, they had a concert, and I was just thinking, gosh, it'd be good for some groups to get together and try and raise money for, you know, that part of the world. It's just, it's terrible. The suffering there is just beyond belief. The famine, the climate change, the politics, you know, the constant wars. It's a very difficult situation over there. So, let's see. We're going to go... Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. I was just looking. I get these wonderful videos. There's one from... Nightlight Films, and it's of the Aurora exploding. There's a little bit of music on it, which you can barely hear. But if you go to Nightlight Films on your phone or on your computer, you'll see the most gorgeous, gorgeous Aurora. It's just spectacular. So, highly recommend it. I miss seeing that. Being in Alaska, I have the privilege of observing that many times, and there's just nothing quite like it. Occasionally they do say that when there's solar flare activity, that sometimes you can see it in northern parts of Maine and sometimes in northern parts of Massachusetts, but I have yet to be able to see it since I've been back in the lower 48. So if you get a chance to go anywhere where you can see the aurora, not to be missed. It's quite spectacular. And let's see, we're going to go now to Mamadi Keita here on WMFO, the Voice Mobile.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Mamadi Keita, a master drummer. Wow. And I've had the privilege, when I was learning with a drum connection, to actually do workshops with him. What an amazing sound that is. Just incredible. Of course, you know, the drums were used as communication. How that they didn't have internet, you know, early days. And so the drums sound would carry from village to village what's going on, you know, calling people together in times of festivals, in times of not so good things, you know, gathering people together. So the drums were able to talk and say everything that needed to happen. Unbelievable. The energy from that drumming is just incredible. I wish, you know, I had time and the money to continue. I was at the level where I was teaching a little bit over in Newton North, but I was also still training, and it got just to be too expensive for me at that point. But I have a lot of respect for the drummers and the drum connection. If you want to learn African hand drumming, they're a good place. They're based out of Arlington, I believe. At least they that I knew. So, anyhow, here we are, and what's next? What's next? We're going to see if this other player... Well, we'll do this thing first. Let's do this.
Tonight, only one wind and one burning sail are carrying your thought and mine across seas where tenderness becomes music and crystal. Our kiss became a luminosity. You were the water and I the mirror, as if we were embracing an absence. Thank you. perhaps an eternal dream of kisses made melody, and not one of united bodies and eyes burning with white flames, and a sigh as if caressing silken lilies.
Thank you.
Oh, I just found out that a place I've been invited to go to is in a place in Pennsylvania, very close to where I used to live. We'll see. It's like 6 hours, so I don't know. My friend is going to be celebrating her 40th birthday. Her husband is making a surprise party. She is the lady who brought me my sweet little pussycat, my little Nathanael. She came with her whole family, and so I don't know. I mean, but she had her husband to drive, too, so it's just going to be me. Anyway, that was the Dave Stryker with Julian Shore, John Patitucci, Brian Blade with the string quartet, One Thing at a Time. That's a good thing. From a CD release called As We Are. And Cinti, before that, with the great guitar stuff, Limehouse Blues, featuring Jimmy Rosenberg on Columbia Records. Miro Henry Soberer, Tonight Only One Word is a Song, and Two of Swords. So this is a new CD, and there was a vocalist doing some poetry on that, and that was Elena Escudero on the vocals on that. The information I've got from Kate Smith Promotions on this is Two of Swords is part of the deck of let's see, where did it say it? No, I can't find it. A card from Joseph's tarot book. Okay. And it features sonnets by another Catalan poet, Joseph Yanez y Olivet. All right. Anyway, it's very interesting. I like the project, and I didn't realize what Two of Swords was referring to until I read the liner notes. So that's very helpful. So we're getting close to the end here, but I have a few more things for us. I'm going to share with you something from Kol Chevra, dedicated to our holy soldiers, Ki Vamoed, the 19th Yahrzeit of Reb Shlomo Karlbach, my Rebbe and teacher. And then we'll hear some music from Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach after that. The whole world is singing, but, and this is by Jeffrey Yaakov Moshe Levine, how do we spread the word about Shlomo's Torah? The whole world is singing Shlomo's melodies. Shlomo's melodies are everywhere, at the Kotel, on Erev Shabbat, in shuls all around the world, at simchas, weddings, anywhere Jews are trying to get closer to Hashem through music. To a lot of people, these are just nigunim. They do not know there is another world to Shlomo, his Torah, his message of the deeper connections to Shabbat, davening, closeness to Hashem, his love for every Jew, Jerusalem, Israel, and the holy soldiers. The list is endless. He was passionate about so many important issues. The challenge to our generation is how to spread Shlomo's Torah. The world is crying out for his message. Today, there are so many problems that need to be fixed. Lack of respect and unity in Israel, worldwide assimilation, the singles issues, peace in Israel. Unfortunately, the root problem of all this is a lack of inspiration and understanding, never mind a lack of yirah for Hashem. I am writing this article on Yom Yerushalayim, having gone yesterday on a teal to Emek Dotan and the ruins of Chomesh and Sanur. We have finished reading Parshat Bechukasai, where it says, "If you will go in my statutes and observe them, then I will provide rain, produce, and peace in the land. But if you will not listen to me and will not perform all of these commandments, then those who hate you will subjugate you amongst a whole list of curses. Therefore, very simply, follow the commandments and there will be peace. Not only will there be peace, but there will be chesed, understanding and meaning to life." I'm going to digress and tell my story. I grew up in a secular and typical South African traditional home where the Jewish experience was limited to Friday nights and three times a year. My main Jewish identity was driven by anti-Semitism, which I was exposed to in my government-run high school. I was active in Beitar. I wanted to learn more about Judaism, but I never found the right teachers. In 1989, I went to London, where I met Rabbi Kirsch of the Jewish Learning Exchange, JLE, whose warm smile and welcoming attitude made me want to find out more. My intellectual and spiritual aspects were developed by Shabbatones, featuring, amongst others, Rabbis Gottlieb and Y.Y. Rubinstein. They may have sung Shlomo's Nigunim, but I was not aware that these were Shlomo's Nigunim. Now the JLE advertises Friday night Karl Bach-style davening as part of their programs. When I look back, my return to being a Jew was very slow. It took 2 years until my marriage in 1991 to make a commitment. I think it takes a lifetime. What is amazing is that the rabbis I was involved with did not look down on my lack of mitzvah observance. I always felt welcome. After 7 years in London, we achieved every Jew's dream of making Aliyah in August 1995. Coming to Israel was the best decision in my life. We have had our ups and downs. As it says, Eretz Israel is not acquired without suffering. We had some good years in the high-tech era, living the American dream in Ra'anana, Israel. Looking back, despite being so-called religious, I was probably going through the motions, going to shul, going on with life without a real sense of purpose or meaning. During this time, about 8 years ago, we even had a Karl Bach-style Shabbat for my eldest son's bar mitzvah, led by Yehuda Katz. It was great, but I did not know about Shlomo and his message. I have always enjoyed his music without realizing that it was his music. All this changed about 4 years ago when I attended a Yahrzeit concert. Wow! This opened up a new world for me, and I have since devoured every Shlomo concert, quote-unquote, book, story, and lesson. Shlomo's teachings have made me much more aware of everything Shabbat, davening, and my connection to my fellow man. I would say I also became a Baal Teshuvah for the second time, only this time from a higher place. I am still very much a work in progress, trying to give inspiration to myself, my family, and friends who are open to hearing about Shlomo. Shlomo says that we only say about 10% of what we want to say and only listen to about 10% of what is said. This means we're only using 1% of our potential. We have so much we can give to the world, but for whatever reason, we do not. I'm going back now to what I said before my story. The challenge to our generation is how we spread Shlomo's Torah. The world is crying out for his message. I'm very passionate about life, Israel, and Yiddishkeit. I am now going to lay out a challenge to those who are Shlomo Chevra. Those people who have talent, have a guitar, can carry a tune. Those who want to help make the world a better place. Go out and inspire the world with Shlomo's music and teachings. Open a Chabad-style Shlomo house in every city in Israel and every city in the world where there are Jews. Do not look for excuses. Do not worry about where the money will come from. You can start by housing a Shlomo minion on Shabbat. Make a connection with the people. Get their names and details and follow up. Do not be shy. Inspire them with Shlomo's message of love and truth. The world is on fire. Jews are crying out for a connection, for a sense of purpose. There is so much to do, with much enthusiasm for the future. So beautifully written. This is really great. Jeffrey Yaakov Moshe Levine. The whole world is singing. But, well, okay, let's see what we have now. Da da da. Nay, 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 nay
Down by the riverside, is to watch the setting sun. I've got to get out of here before I'm undone. So I've got to save myself, and I know I'm not the only one. To the riverside, tell me, do you wanna come? I'm going down to the riverside, oh yes, to watch the setting sun. Yes, that's where I run.